Let's now try to prove if the claim about supernatural healing, signs, and wonders by Christians 2000 years ago are the obvious non-existence of any kind of supernatural healings from Christians today is the truth. Let's continue with our adventure journey through the Bible and through the Book of Acts. The next chapter is a little bit crazy. It's a deliverance from unclean spirits. We are now in Acts 5, verse 16. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. The definition in the Bible of unclean spirits is exactly the same definition as demons. So there's no difference between that. These are entities without bodies. Let me give you just one example of deliverance from unclean spirits today.
But after the cross, when Peter stood up on Pentecost, we hear the full gospel for the first time. When Peter said, "Repent, get baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit." Okay, you kneel down and you say, "I baptize you to Jesus Christ," and make sure he come down. Die with Christ! All with Christ! Freedom! 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 Go, 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 freedom! 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 Come! Leave! Go! 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 I command speak! Go! Right now! Right now! Come on! Come on! Go! In the name of Jesus, I command speak! Go! Right now! Leave him! Right now! Out, 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 go! Name of Jesus, I command every demon, go, right now, name of Jesus, I command this spirit, go! Right now, come on, right, come on, come on, right now, I command this spirit, go! Come, go, right now, demon, go! I command every demon, leave him right now, lie, go! Come on, more, 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 let it go, 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 I command you, demon, right now, in name of Jesus, come on, come, more, go! 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 In the name of Jesus, I command Lazarus, go! Go in the name of Jesus, I command it, leave him! Come out! Right now! Leave him! Leave him! Fill him up! Fill him up! Fill him up more! Freedom! 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 This is real. This is real. If you want to read a book about this, I want to recommend a book. Maybe you have heard about the book. The name of the book is the Bible. This is what we read in the Bible. He got set free, and then the Holy Spirit took over.
Amen.
It's not just a picture, it's real. And if this is real in the Bible, what about the rest? Every word is real, from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. My friend.
I seem remember clenching my fists, and I remember banging on the water, and then I remember yelling out loud, and then there was a commotion, there was something happening. I didn't know it was me, I didn't know what was happening. And I had my eyes closed, and then I opened my eyes, and I was in a different position to where I was before. I was looking, and Tobin was over there, and I was facing this way, and before I was facing another way, I didn't quite understand why. And then there was some more commotions, and I had this, I think the last thing I remember was Torben saying, "Demons, get out," and it was peaceful then. It just calmed down, and there was quiet and silence. And after, I can remember looking up, and there was loads of people there with all their cameras out, and there was a lot of people looking at me, and it was like I was in a bit of a shock, and a bit coming out of surgery. It's like, and everyone's there. In terms of how I can explain it, through my life and my experiences, there's not really anything that's close to this. But the best thing I have from my experience is it's like having a tuff taken out. I knew there was something in there when this commotion was going on that I had no right to be there. And it's like now that tuff has come out and there's nothing there. It's something's come out, gone. And there's like new skin there. And when you've had your tuff taken out, you want to get your tongue and you want to touch it, you just creep your tongue over to where the tuff's come out, feel what's like. And it was like that. There was something new and young there where this tuff had been. And I'm happy, I'm free, and it's all thanks to Jesus Christ.
As soon as people get baptized, I start to pray for them. For deliverance, because now they die with Christ, they rise up with Christ, so now Satan has to leave them. And it's really strong to see deliverance out there as part of baptism. And it was so powerful. So many people came and saw it, and suddenly there was a multitude of 150, 200 people who were standing looking. And right after he got set free and he got baptized with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, it was really powerful. Then we were supposed to baptize the rest of his family, his son and his daughter and his wife. When they came down in the water ready to get baptized, God did something amazing.
We're reading the Gospels today, and we're reading when Jesus got baptized in the River Jordan, and we were reading the bit when the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and me and Lauren, we were just saying, oh, shall we pray that something like that happens today, that we see a sign in the sky when we get baptized? And so when we got baptized, I was in the water waiting to get baptized, and I heard people in the crowd say, look up. And I turned and I looked up, and I saw real written in the sky, and like my prayer had been answered as I was about to get baptized. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody pointed and said, look, look up. And up in the sky, there had just been an airplane riding on the sky, real. And it was in the same time that I was praying for the husband, and he had got delivered. And I had been saying, this is real. This is not a picture. If this is real, everything you read in the Bible is real. And suddenly we saw it on the sky that God had written real. There, I have seen. We started to preach the gospel afterwards, and many more people repented and got saved that day. And instead of just baptizing 8 people as we was supposed to, we baptized more than 30 people, because people who saw what happened, saw how people got delivered from demons, saw how they received the Holy Spirit, they also repented from their sins and came and got baptized and experienced the same.
This movie includes the revelation of a series of secrets from God. Secrets? Or do you think that all these points I list up now are completely normal for you? You know it? Let's have a look. Point one, there was not only one baptism. These were more than one baptisms. As Torben showed and described, there are baptisms behind each other, and they are independent from each other. And we will go into this detail more in the chapter Four Kinds of Baptisms. We see here the baptism of John for repentance. In this case, it is represented quite well by a repentance of the person who likes to come to Christ directly before the next baptism, and that's the water baptism towards Jesus, to die with Christ and to rise up with Christ, to die the old man and to have a new being, a new life in Jesus Christ. Completely independent from that, there's another baptism. It's a baptism in the Holy Spirit. The being filled with the Holy Spirit and the speaking of tongues as the clear, audible proof of this baptism. And this baptism does not need water. Torben starts with the baptism in water and also performs the baptism in the Holy Spirit at the same day and at the same place, but not at the same time. He puts a step in between these two baptisms. And that's the secret number two, the deliverance service. Where is that in the Bible? Jesus said to us Christians, he gave us a clear commandment what we shall do. And that's described in Matthew 10:8. Let's have a look there. As the disciple asked, what should we do? Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. That's clear. That's a demand. We shall do it. This kind of deliverance we shall do everywhere where we are as Christians, like the first apostle did it on the streets. Therefore, we don't need water and we don't need a pastor. Every Christian shall do it. And that's a demand from Jesus Christ to us. But why did Torben do it between two baptisms? As soon as people are baptized in water, he prays for deliverance. Because at that moment, these people have died towards Christ, raised up with Christ, and now these demons have to leave them because they have no right anymore to stay in this person, because this person is a newborn, completely free of guilt person. This method is really strong to use this moment, and it's really successful. Deliverance of demons can also be done independently from the water baptism, but then the effort may be higher. But at any time, at any cause, there must be a step after the deliverance from unclean spirits. Secret number three, the baptism in the Holy Spirit after the deliverance. Why should deliverance only be done at Christians and not with unbelievers? Or why should unbelievers first come to Christ, be baptized to Christ, get a newborn life, and then get the deliverance? Why not without these things? Why not for unbelievers? It's in the Bible. Let's go to Matthew 12:43. And these verses have a lot of secrets included. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits, more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also it will be with this evil generation. Wow, what a lot of information. Let's go through this package of information step by step. There's a future tense. So it will be with this evil generation is future, 2000 years ago. So now it's today. It is for us. So this sentence is valid for us as it was valid before. Empty. As spoken about, they go out and find the house empty. And that's the main problem. Demons come back again only when the house is empty and they can go in again. And the house is our body. So we can cast out demons out of unbelievers, but afterwards it will get worse than before. And no believer will be called as part of an evil generation. So, talking about unbelievers, about sinners, their house is empty and this house cannot be filled. Only Christians can take care that their house will be filled after deliverance. But therefore, we have to understand what is meant by empty. How is a house empty and how can it be filled? The unclean spirits, these are the demons, leave the house, and that means leave the person, the man, the human. And then this house is called empty, free for many other spirits or demons, or for one spirit that is really powerful and can take over this place so that no other evil spirit can come in. And this one spirit is not an evil spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can avoid that after a deliverance it gets worse than before. And now we come to the point. How can an unbeliever be filled with the Holy Spirit? It's even difficult for believers to believe that they shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason why Torben, directly after the baptism in water towards Jesus Christ, and directly after the deliverance from evil spirit, fills them up with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then he prays for them so that they can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and says, fill him up more, fill him up, Lord. Holy Spirit, come, fill him up more, Lord. Fill him up until this person is so much filled with the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit comes out of his mouth and he starts to speak in tongues. So these tongues are, as the Bible shows, the clear evidence of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. This is biblical and this is today real. So that leads to a question. More than half of the Christians have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit worldwide. But what's with the other half? Mainly in the Western world, in Europe for example. Why are they not baptized in the Holy Spirit? This why question has two answers. The first answer is because they massively fight against this baptism. They do not want to be baptized. And answer number two, they have no idea that this baptism in the Holy Spirit exists, and in their churches nobody trains them about that. Nobody shows the way to this baptism. It's mostly blocked. Reason enough for half of the church being not baptized in the Holy Spirit. But that is not biblical. We were in these areas of secrets, secrets of God. Why are here secrets? Three of them I've already listed in this one movie, and there's a fourth one. And that's the question, the sense of deliverance. Why should we deliver people? Why demands Jesus in Matthew 10:8 not only to heal, but also to cast out demons? Let's have a look at the movie and at one who was delivered in this movie. And he said, the best thing to compare this kind of experience he had is that something like junk comes out of my body. I knew that there was something in me, he said, and during this struggle inside of me, I could realize that there was somebody in me who had no right to be there. And it is now like junk comes out of me, and afterwards nothing is in me, it came out, it is gone, and I'm so happy that I'm free. And I'm very, very thankful to Jesus Christ that he delivered me. These were the words of a person who had a demon, who really struggled at the moment the demon had to come out, and it didn't matter. Afterwards, he was so thankful that he went through this step. So all of these people have felt that something was inside of them, an entity without body, that made some kind of terror during the deliverance, and that's described in the Bible. Let's have a look at that. Let's go back in history, Mark 1:26. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. Who cried? Not the person, the demon, as he had to go out of this person. Next example, in Mark 9:17. And someone from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought you my son, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. Let's jump now to verse 20. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, meaning Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. Again, as soon as the demon realized that he has to leave this person, that he would be cast out, he starts with a show. He starts with a show, he starts with a theater. But it doesn't matter. Because after the deliverance, all of these people who got delivered were really happy and very thankful. And the freedom after deliverance is so much bigger than this little bit of demon theater during the deliverance. And from this theater, most people do not realize what happens because they are maybe laying on the floor, they are cannot remember it in many cases. The only people who can remember it are the people standing around. And if they are shocked, it doesn't matter. It may disturb the deliverance, but when the person is delivered, everything is fine. And we have to keep in mind, it is not the person who makes the theater, it's the demon who has to come out. That's biblical. And as you can see again, we have a proof. For the theme, deliverance from unclean spirit, we have again the case B. If the ancient healing signs and wonders are performed by Christians today, the Bible is true, and we have a wrong picture of Christianity. And deliverance is for sure a supernatural wonder, and it's oftenly also combined or described like a healing, and we have to take care a little bit to discern between healing, a leg is broken, or deliverance. There's an entity inside of a person. And we do this in more detail in the chapters healing and in the chapter demonology that follow later. Concerning the completeness of the proof, again, the physicists need only one particle that they can determine and prove, and the manifestation of one demon would be enough, but there are plenty of examples that you can see today. You like to see some more? Okay, here are some more examples.
Why is there a fight going on? Because Satan don't like it. But now we are going underwater, and then she's going to come up, and you're going to see a freedom. You're going to see a freedom and a new life. Look at, just kneel down. Don't be afraid, lay down. Just kneel down. There's freedom. No, you can. You can. You can. You can. You can, in the name of Jesus, you can. You can. It's a new life. But Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. He has been lying. He has been lying. And he don't want you to give everything over to Jesus Christ. Because when you give you over, he's going to set you free. And Satan is going to lose, and he don't want this.
It's free. It's in you. Yeah, it's coming up.
You can.
My knees don't want to bend.
No. Go down in the name of Jesus.
All right. Jesus didn't say
and she wants to. She can, her knees don't want to bend. She cannot get out. There is a fight going on. But in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Just go down. In the name of Jesus, just go down. Down, down. Just go down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go down. Go down, go down, go down. In the name of Jesus, go down. Are you ready? Are you ready to get baptized to Jesus Christ? So on your own faith, we baptize you to Jesus Christ. Just go down. Die with Christ, up with Christ. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Say it, go. Leave her, leave her, leave her right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Leave him, go, go, go.
Come on, come on.
come out, come out, go, 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 right now, go, right now, shut that
loose, loose, go, 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 in the name of Jesus, I command this religious spirit, go right now, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 right now, my little nigga, come on. If you ain't got any fear, go right now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, right now. Come on, right now, man. Go, go, go right now. See the button.
Let it go.
I command this demon, go. I command this spirit to go.
Yeah! Yeah!
Go in the name of Jesus. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Go, go, go. I command that demon. Leave him right now. Come on.
Go. Come in. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Go, 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 go! Go in the name of Jesus.
Come on,
right now, right now, right now, come on!
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!
Experience of freedom. You're free.
Amen.
Yeah, come on, yeah. God, stand up. How is it?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Feel it right now. Holy Spirit, come on. Rabba, shut down.
Come on, a new life.
Rabba, shut down. Rabba, seek it. Rabba, freedom. Freedom.
Come on, I can see it. I love it. Yes. Come on, friends, can you see it? This is the power in baptism. Repent from your sins toward Jesus Christ. It's a battle, but Satan have lost. Jesus is alive. A new life, 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 a new life.
Thank you that you're feeling well. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Oh, you got out there. Chill out, freedom, freedom, freedom. He had never been speaking tongues before now.
Ah, powerful! Yeah.
We have seen so many people got delivered from sin in baptism. We have seen schizophrenic people get delivered from demons in baptism. We have seen people with eating disorder get delivered in baptism. We have seen sick people get healed in baptism. We have seen many people who was not able before to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But when they got baptized in water, the Holy Spirit came over them and they started to speak in tongues.
It is real, I tell you it's real. I don't know how to explain it, but the Spirit of God came and I was really baptized in the Spirit. I really spoke in tongues.
There are even complete congregations, complete churches, who are focused on the service of deliverance. For example, TB Joshua. You can find that on YouTube when you look at Emmanuel TV. I'm not saying that focusing on demons is right. We should focus on Jesus. But it shows that these biblical examples can be seen everywhere. Let's continue with our adventure tour through the Bible. You think this was strange? You think this was weird? Let's go to the next scene. We continue in the book of Acts and now we talk about teleportation. Yes, you heard right. Do you know Enterprise? We are beaming? Beam me up, Scotty? Teleportation. It is in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 5. We are still in chapter 5, now verse 22. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported. Let me jump to verse 25. And someone came and told them, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. How could they get out? Everything was locked. Teleportation. Another example. It's in Acts 8, so we just jump three chapters further on, verse 39. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. So there are two people. Both were busy with a baptism in water, and Philip baptized the eunuch. And suddenly Philip was away. After the baptism, he just left and was away immediately. And then when we go into verse 40, we see, but Philip found himself, suddenly at Azotus. And as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. So I looked on the map from where he was during the baptism, where he suddenly was and where he walked along. There was a distance that he jumped over immediately of 50 kilometers. That's a lot. And that's teleportation. Well, now I'm in trouble. Because I said everything that is in the Bible, I should prove today. I cannot say beam me up. But what I can do is, I can show you a testimony.
This man travels supernaturally from one place to the other. I mean, it's not by plane or car or even bicycle, but through the invisible world. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
I had no hope. But there was something inside me since I was a kid that I would lay up at night and cry. When I'd hear about this this person named Jesus, I would cry, and I didn't understand that I was raised Catholic. But nobody told me about the salvation, you know. Nobody explained to me any of that stuff for years. And I'd lay at night and cry, you know. I'd hear a whistle blow, and every night this train would go by, and the whistle would blow, and I'd cry, and I said, God, I want to be good, but why can't I be good? This was since I was 8, 9 years old.
God says that you today you must accept him or it'll be too late. What were his exact words?
His exact words is, Michael, he says, I want you to give me your heart or I will lift my spirit off you and you will go to hell. And I'm at the rush hour in Kansas City traffic on a Friday and people are, and I'm beating the dashboard out of this car. And he said that to me 3 times. And Jesus rescued me.
Well, tell me what happened.
Well, The fourth time, I said yes, and I broke. And I cried, and I beat the dash up, and I said to him, okay. And he said, repeat after me.
He said that?
He said, repeat after me.
Wait, wait, wait. I usually say that. God said that to him. Repeat after me. What did he tell you to repeat?
He said, I want you to give me your heart, your mind, your body, your life, your future, and let me do what I want to do with it. And he said to me, just, this is the God I know, P.S. I says, what? He said, Michael, no conditions. He says, you have to drop every one of your conditions. And I said, Jesus, I'll go anywhere, do anything, no matter what it is, what it means, your will be done. And my life instantly changed in that car.
Now, they're going to be very upset with me, Mike, if you don't tell me about supernatural transportation.
Well, I figured this was normal transportation for Christians. It's in the scriptures.
It is.
It is. And you don't hear a lot of it, and it's not my fault. And what I want to say is I had nothing to do with this transportation problem, and I didn't...
Describe one time.
Jesus told us to go to England. I told a friend, and the Lord told him to go. We went to England, and we got in this car with these English people, this van, and we're going down the motorway, and the van fills up with smoke, or it looked like smoke. Well, we weren't alive, it didn't feel like. And we were listening to worship, and then time quit. And the next thing I knew, we like come to, and we were 100 kilometers down the motorway.
Instantly?
Well, I don't...
Were you driving the car?
No, I was watching the guy driving. It didn't look like he could drive either. He kind of was distorted and just... I asked him later what happened. He says, I don't know how I drove. The car was just filled up.
Filled up with smoke?
Smoke. Or cloud or something white. And we were just worshiping, and all of a sudden we were 100 miles down the motorway.
Has this happened more than once?
Three or four times. It just happened a month ago when I was hunting. Well, it happened on the way from Texas to Oklahoma. I was looking at a road sign at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had an appointment at 8. So I figured if I drive so many miles an hour, I can make it. And the roadside said 62 miles an hour, and it was exactly 7. I was wide awake, and I had my family in the car. And all of a sudden, I felt this strange, like, wind blow through me. And I heard somebody laugh. And I kind of, and it's like, I knew it was Jesus. I says, what's the deal? And I looked over at the road sign. It said 20 miles to Wichita. And I looked at my watch, and I says, uh-oh, 16 minutes. You can't do it. It's impossible. And it's just like he was laughing. And I says, well, why'd you do that? And he says, oh, I felt like it. And then he told me, he says, in the end times, this is going to be the mode of transportation for his church. He says, when we think that you can't go somewhere because of what's coming up, trouble, he says, I don't need airplane tickets. I don't need money. He says, I'll just send whoever I want to send, where I want to send them. He says, this is my mode of transportation. And then a month ago, I was in the mountains hunting with two friends. And there's this windy road that I hate it. It's just washboard, and I hate it. And it's the end of the day, and we didn't kill our buck, and I just... And all of a sudden, I'm on the bottom of the road, and I feel this thing go through me again. And by now, I recognize it's about the third or fourth time. I look at my friends, and I says, how did we miss all the bumps? And he looked at me, he says, we didn't go through all that stuff, did we? I said, no. I says, did we drive by all this stuff? He says, no. And I knew the Lord, you know, it was 3 miles down the hill.
And you just instantly...
I was just there.
How about that? Just there.
All right, so this is one example of one testimony. This is not a full proof, and you may not believe it. But it's not the only one. It's not the only source about this kind of extreme wonder. I know by myself a friend and brother in the Lord who is really not mad. He is a doctor. He is a medical doctor. And he is really intelligent. And he travels nearly every weekend with his Christian fellows in the car, many hundred kilometers from one church to another. And suddenly, they are hundreds of kilometers further on the road and have spared hours of time. And all of them who are in the car could confirm that this has happened. Nobody could explain it, and it doesn't happen only once. It happened for them already several times. So concerning the proof, there are some really clear testimonies that confirm the case B, that the ancient signs and wonders, in this case teleportation in the Bible, is really recognized by Christians today. They didn't perform it, they were beamed. And so we can say the Bible is true and we have a wrong picture of Christianity. When you don't believe in this, you may just keep it in mind. Keep this kind of secret from God in your mind and count of it when it's really necessary. Pray for it when you need it. Let us continue with the experiencing the Bible today. Let's go to Acts 6:5 and talk about big signs and wisdom. I'm just continuing step by step, line by line through the Bible in the book of Acts. What has happened 2000 years ago? What happens now? Verse 5. And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they choose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Let me stop here. So Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. So he was baptized in the Holy Spirit really strongly. So there are different levels of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody knows that who has experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and goes through life. But this guy was really strong, filled with the Holy Spirit, so that he, now continue with verse 8, and Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Power. What kind of power is the Bible talking about? That's described in Acts 1:4. So I go backwards in the book of Acts. Jesus talks. And he says, in verse 4, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Here again you see, baptized with the Holy Spirit. It is a baptism, not many days from now. So we should wait for this force. And that it is the force from on high, we can see in Luke 24:49 that we combine with this Bible verse. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. Jesus talking about the same thing here. But stay in the city, again, same thing, until you are clothed with the power from on high. The Holy Spirit is the power from on high. Okay, let's go back to Acts 6:9. We were at Stephen. So why I'm talking about Stephen and the power from on high and that he was really filled? What does it mean? What happened? Verse 9. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Syrians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, which is difficult for me in English, rose up and disputed with Stephen. So they all disputed with Stephen. And now comes the important sentence. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. So wisdom comes here through the Holy Spirit. Let's jump forward. What is also taught about Stephen in Acts 7:55? What happens more when he is filled with the Holy Spirit? But he, full of the Spirit, Stephen, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Wow. Okay. Now we are at a point where we see that's more than wisdom. This is revelation in an open vision directly in the heaven, at the center of heaven near the throne room. 2000 years ago. What happens today? I will show later in this chapter an example of two people who had a very similar vision from this area of the heaven, and these two visions are nearly equal in all details. See chapter 10 of Visions from Angels. It comes later in this area. We are now at point 6 about signs and wisdom. 7, 8, 9, 10, then I will show this movie. Let me continue here about Philip in Acts 8, 6. What can this person, just simple human person, do when he is filled with the Holy Spirit? Next point he can do. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip, when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, again crying out, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. As you have seen in the movie before, demons come out crying loud. This is a biblical fact, and also today it is normal. We should not be scared about that. That was the point 6, signs and wisdom by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's come to point 7, the force of laying on of hands. We had already healing without laying on of hands. Now we focus on the other point. Therefore, we just go a few verses on in Acts 8:50. They sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, meaning the water baptism. Verse 17, then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. The power from on high by laying on of hands, is that something that happens today? Let's have a look at some examples.
Primera fila. God is here, lift your hands.
El poder de Dios está aquí, levante su mano.
The Spirit of God says,
el Espíritu de Dios dice,
the enemy,
el enemigo,
has used fear,
ha usado el temor,
as a stronghold,
como una fortaleza,
to keep your destiny,
para aguantarte de tu
destino. I raise you up,
te levanto,
to be my preacher,
a ser mi predicador.
You will shake Africa,
sacudirás el África.
You will shake Africa,
sacudirás el África.
Power,
poder.
Jesus, touch him.
Tócalo, Jesús.
Toda esta fila.
This entire row.
John.
Gozo.
John.
Gozo.
My apostle from Singapore.
El apóstol de Singapur.
Joy.
Gozo.
¿Quiere más?
Do you want more?
Siga bebiendo.
Keep drinking.
You rule victorious. Your power is known throughout the earth.
Wow. You feel like an incredible, powerful vibration on you, brother. What do you feel on you?
Vibration in my body.
In your bones. Ghost. Oh, there it is. After the rain. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
If you call upon Jesus, the Son of David, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah.
As shown before, there are different levels of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Some of them are today so filled that they can transfer the Holy Spirit even before they lay hands on people, so even breathing over them is enough. Concerning the approval of the theme power coming by laying on of hands, we can again say case B. If the ancient signs and wonders can be performed by Christians today, the Bible is true, and we have a wrong picture from Christianity. Concerning the fullness of the proof, well, one proof would be enough, and one manifestation by laying on of hands would be enough, and you've seen a lot of them. That's now a part of the journey through the Bible. It will be continued.